Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And just got in my car to find out Ashton Bethel Roman has gotten out of his national letter of intent, so that sucks.
What's up, everybody? This is Trey Biddy with HogSports.com coming to you from the southeast corner of Donald W. Reynolds Razorback Stadium, right over where the Burles kids sit. This is the view the Burles kids get for Razorback football games. Now, this isn't like a reactionary walk and talk or anything. I just thought, in lieu of doing a studio show today, I'd just come out here. I just got done talking to a sports journalism class here at the university, and just thought I'd pop over here to the stadium, saw it was open, and do a little walk and talk for you guys. Just not reactionary, just to kind of talk about some things on my mind, really. So just kind of wanted to touch on football recruiting a little bit because we're about to wrap up a really important period. It's the contact period right now. Coaches have been out visiting recruits and getting to know guys and stuff like that, particularly for the 2025 class. There's really no reason to go out and talk to 2024 recruits because, I mean, that class is wrapped up. They're not signing anybody in the 2024 class who's not already, I guess, on board, aside from any transfers or anything like that. So that wraps up actually February 3rd, and you got a one-day quiet period on February 4th. Now, coaches have also been having junior days. They've had four junior days this month or last month, and they're going to do a virtual, kind of a virtual visit here this weekend. So That cycle is pretty much ending up, wrapping up. We got National Signing Day on February 7th. The dead period starts February 4th. So it's a month-long dead period you get February 4th. And then right after that, at the start of March, you've got a quiet period that opens up again. And that basically is going to run through April 14th. So throughout, spring break, throughout spring football. So that's a good time. A quiet period means that recruits can come and visit you on campus, but you can't go visit them off campus. That's the definition of a quiet period. It doesn't have anything to do with like phone calls or anything like that. So there'll be a lot of prospects coming up and visiting during that time, obviously, but coaches can't go on the road. And then you have spring football. I've kind of talked about the calendar a little bit, how I expect things to play out. I think you've got, I think March 7th will be the start date, the whole five practices before spring break. So leading up to about March 14th, they'll have those five practices, then they'll go on spring break, and then it'll be every Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, all the way up until about April 13th, which is what I'm expecting the red-white game to be. Pretty much covered that in another walk and talk, I know. But another important time coming up after that, starting on, I believe, April 15th, is another contact period. So the contact period at that point, you get 140 days all the way up until May 25th. So you get 140 days, and I'll explain what that means exactly, to go out and visit prospects. So a day is basically the time when one coach is out on the road. I bet there's a lot of people who out here haven't seen this concourse area in the south end zone. You can see, they've got former All-SEC, All-Americans and stuff. There's Darren McFadden, of course, Leo Desaris, Dan Hampton, Billy Ray Smith, Felix Jones over there. It's a good spot. It's a good spot to be in. Ken Hamlin. So you've got 140 days to go out and visit recruits. So if you send seven coaches out on one day, say on April 17th, you send seven coaches out, that counts as one day. That counts as one day for each coach. So that's 7 days in one day, if that makes sense. So 140 days, you can knock out 7 days in one day, if you sent seven coaches out on that day. So, that's just kind of how that works. It's an important time because you really start to see a lot of commitments then. I think two of Arkansas's highest rated commitments actually pledged to Arkansas in April. June and July is also a very busy month for recruiting. When you see a lot of commitments roll in, it didn't used to be like that. Back, 10, 15 years ago, it was like, you'd get half your class during the football season, and then you get the other half, a little bit later, kind of in December and especially January. And now you don't really get any recruits in January anymore. Here's a look straight on from the south end zone. Guys probably don't want me in it. There you go.
Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's the look from these seats over here. These are good seats right here. I've sat here plenty of times before I was in sports media. So that's pretty much the recruiting calendar that's coming up. It's a very important time. The calendar has changed a lot. Like June and July used to kind of be quiet months for Danny West. But if you want to follow like kind of all the stuff that's going on with who coaches are visiting and that kind of stuff, I believe Marcus Wimberly recently was visited. Then you can go to Hog Sports and read all that stuff. HAWGSports.com. Just $1 right now for your first month as we get kind of close to football season. Now, basketball, obviously great to see them get a win on Saturday, or excuse me, on Wednesday. Man, these days are running together, I can tell you that. I've been quite busy. I saw 2:51 a.m. last night was the last number I saw before my head hit the pillow. But it's just because they won. I wanted to put out a lot of content, finally won. First road win of the year, 91-84. I believe that's the score. I should know it. I've written it so many times. In Columbia, Missouri's not a very good basketball team. People hadn't just been smacking them around like Arkansas kind of did for a while there, but I don't know that like you can take it and say like, oh, everything's better now, they've changed everything, they fixed it, because there's still a lot of things to fix with this team, and that doesn't just mean like everything's going to be better. I thought it was cool they had Keon Minifield out there with Layden Blocker at the same time, and a lot of people might say, well, they found their starting five with this group, and I liked the group that they had out there. I love that Makai Mitchell is really starting to turn things around and be really even better than he was last year. I mean, he had a career game on his birthday, he turned 24. Shout out to Mikel Mitchell also, who's at Little Rock. It was his birthday yesterday also, obviously. So, but with Jalen Graham, who had a really nice game, had like three blocks, four assists, I believe, 13 points, and fouled out with 5 minutes left. And Chandler Lawson did some good things. Yeah, I thought it was a good group to have out there. I just don't know that it's practical, like when you play a team like LSU, where the off guard is going to be like 6'6", to have Blocker and Minifield out there at the same time. With Missouri, their guards were shorter, so it kind of fit what they were doing. Love seeing the points in the paint. What was it, 56-30 or something? I mean, Musselman's mandate. If you're out there shooting a bunch of three-pointers, you're going to get yanked and probably not go back in the game. So the players adhered to that. There's been a lot of rumors going around with basketball, obviously. Some of it's annoying. With Musselman, I don't think that the guy is going to just like be at Arkansas for his entire coaching career. I would love that. I would love if he was at Arkansas his entire coaching career. I think that I think he's a hell of a coach. I really do. I think Arkansas is lucky to have him. And in this time, there are times like when I'm watching basketball games and things aren't going well, and I get it. Like, fans are frustrated and upset and they want to win. The expectations were really high this season. But there are times where I just want to go and it's kind of like quiet in Bud Walton. I want to just go like, man, right now would be a good time for a Hog call, like something to energize them. And I kind of feel like that off the field, off the court a little bit too. Like, man, it'd be a good time right now for a hog call. Show Eric Musselman, you know, how much you support him and how much you appreciate him. And I know most fans out there do. It's just, you know, a vocal group that is frustrated. And I get it. I totally get frustrated and getting mad and, you know, having emotions and stuff. This is an emotional sport. I don't like seeing Daniel Musselman get on Twitter and address, you know, things about, like, you know, her daughter getting asked questions, you know, as an eighth grader at school about, you know, all kinds of salacious rumors and stuff that's just really ridiculous. And it just kind of you fill the void of victories with salacious rumors lately. But Musselman's not going to be at Arkansas. But I think, you know, a long time, you know, for his entire career, I should say. I don't have any evidence to say that, like all the rumors that, you know, Arizona State or UCLA or all that stuff. Hell, Mick Cronin at UCLA, they won like 30-something games last year, went to the Sweet 16. And I believe went to Sweet 16 before that, went to the Final Four before that. I mean, he's having a bad year. It's not that different than what Musselman is doing at Arkansas right now. So I just kind of feel like now would be a good time for a hog call, you know? Like, let them know. Let them know that you appreciate them, you know? I hate when it gets negative like this. And, again, I understand there was high expectations for this season. I just, at the same time, feel like, man, maybe it would be a good time to right now when things aren't going so well, Razorback fans, to show them how much you appreciate them and how much you love them. Because Eric Musselman is the greatest Arkansas basketball coach in a quarter century, and it's not even close. It's not even close. When you talk about, you know, it's been a long time since they've had, like, teams back-to-back finish in the AP Top 25, or, you know, Nolan Richardson's the only guy that's ever led him to three straight Sweet 16 appearances. He did it four times, you know, obviously won a national championship in that time too. But, you know, Nolan Richardson is the standard, and Musselman, just the guy gets it. He checks all the boxes to me. And he's having a crappy year, you know. But it's nice to win. Maybe they can build off that. You don't look at the Missouri game and say, like, they got it figured out. This is the answer. But it's a win, and they could have lost, right? But I do feel like they kind of came out there and showed you know, like, hey, we're out here to battle. We're still competing. We're getting things figured out. Things aren't going, you know, the way we want to, but we're still battling. We're still working to figure things out. And Musselman's going to do that because, as I said before, he's, you know, borderline insane, OCD, you know, obsessive about every detail. And that's what you want in a basketball coach. You run Eric Musselman out of here, I can almost guarantee you're probably going to get somebody worse. You may get a good coach, but you're not going to get probably the same guy that Eric Musselman is. So appreciate it while it's here. That's just my opinion. You're welcome to have a different opinion. I know a lot of you probably out there do. But I also, you know, have been around this program the last 20 years and professionally, not even counting like the days where I would lay on my bed and stay still in the 90s if things started going well. Back in Sheridan, shout out to Sheridan Yellow Jackets. So that's just my take on basketball. Football, right around the corner here. Obviously, I think the quarterback battle is about the biggest topic, but, you know, everybody that's on board, there's 17 recruits and, what is it, 14? Heck, I can't even remember the exact number of transfers that they brought in. But they're getting pretty close to about an even number of transfer guys and recruits. But all but four of the recruits are going to be here, and all the transfers are going to be here for spring football. How exciting is that? Like, yeah, the football team isn't winning. It's been a disappointment. But there is some excitement a little bit about starting spring football, a new era in a lot of ways with a quarterback battle. Jacoby Criswell, Talon Green, Malachi Singleton possibly as a dark horse. And by the way, we get to look at freshmen. We get KJ Jackson in here, so who is a four-star recruit. So I think there's some reasons to be anxious about what's coming up with spring football and be excited about it. And even though they're coming off of four wins, which, you know, you guys have seen these walking talks before, you know, I get just as disappointed as anybody. And Bobby Petrino's back out there. How will this story end? Will this story end and it just not working out? And, you know, this was Bobby Petrino's, the end of his story, the end of, you know, I don't know if you say it's a chapter because the chapter ended a long time ago. So is this the closing of the book? Is this it for Bobby Petrino? Things just didn't go right and everybody gets fired and, you know, we start anew again. Is that how the story is going to go, or is it going to be revived? Is the offense going to get right? Is the defense going to be similar to how it was last year before, you know, the last quarter of the season or so before they kind of let go of the rope? A lot of questions to be answered. A lot of position battles coming up. Offensive line, still work to be done in the transfer portal. as disappointing as Razorback sports have been, you know, and baseball's coming up, and you know, you almost feel like you can just kind of count on baseball. Like, please don't do it. You know, please don't let us down. We deserve it. We do deserve it. I deserve to cover a winning football team and basketball team and baseball team, and you guys deserve to enjoy that as well as fans. It's just absolutely ridiculous the state of the programs right now, that you can't field, you know, competitive teams. And this is all we've got is Razorbacks, right? I mean, a lot of you, there's Cowboys fans and stuff like that out there. I get it, but, you know, this is who we've got. So here's the better things ahead, starting with spring football. We'll see how things shake out. Anyway, wasn't going to do the studio show today because I went and spoke at the university. Had a lot of other things on my plate, obviously. And, I just figured I'd come out here and do it walk and talk style. Maybe we'll do more of these. I don't know. People seem to always ask me, like, do more walk and talks. And I'm like, well, yeah, but if I do more, then you won't want them so much, right? They're at a premium. So maybe we'll do more of these. We'll see. We'll see what you guys think of it. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining me. This has been Trey Biddy with Hogsports.com. Non-reactionary walk and talk. Sign up at Hog Sports if you haven't done so already, guys. We got so much content coming out. Spring football's right on the horizon. I mean, you know you're going to want the inside information. So nobody delivers it like Hog Sports. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining me. This has been Trey Biddy with Hogsports.com. We'll catch you next time.
If you want to win your fantasy football league, it starts right now. The offseason is the best time to get ahead of the competition. We'll help you win your league on the Fantasy Football Today podcast, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network. Fantasy Football Today has 3 episodes every week following the latest news, giving you early rankings, early sleepers, breakouts, and busts. So if you're a dedicated fantasy football manager, check out the most dedicated podcast, Fantasy Football Today. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found.